Today we've got Michael Hodge with Pickett State Park here to talk about the night sky and night sky viewing opportunities right now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Brad.
So, I mean, this is a great time, you know, going outside in the wintertime, looking up at the sky. So what is popular right now? I mean, what is something – I know it changes from month to month or season to season. You know, I guess in the winters is things that look – it looks like that we're closer to the stars this time of year for some reason. You have any take on that?
Yeah, I think this time of year it's cooler. There's not as much humidity in the air. Summertime you get that haze and humidity, and it can cut the stars a little bit perhaps. But like this time of year, it's a lot more crisp and clear view of the night sky.
And you know, I went out last night. Of course, it was somewhat a full moon, but it looked like I could see for miles. You know, you're right, that haze, you get that thick haze in the summertime. It's like, one, it's hard to breathe, and then two, you know, you see kind of the haze. Now, what is some of the popular constellations or something that we could see right now?
So right now we're going into the winter season, so the summer constellations that we see, the Milky Way, those are starting to set for us. We are now moving into the constellations like Orion, Taurus, Gemini. Those are rising now on the horizon and will be more predominant in the night sky than they have been in the last few weeks. So we're losing those summer constellations and we're gaining some of those more popular. I think most people know Orion. Mm. And so those will be higher up in the sky now.
And when you're going outside, when you're doing this, what's the kind of the prime environment? I mean, what you want to area? Like, of course, you don't want a whole lot of light.
So light pollution is probably the biggest thing right now in our area. Most people, the closer they are to the city center, those areas closer to urban areas, you'll see some stars. You'll certainly see planets, the brighter constellations. The further you move out in the rural skies, you get better views. have to promote Pickett for a little bit. We have an International Dark Sky Park designation, which is really unique, kind of rare in the eastern United States with the amount of light pollution and population we have. But the darker sky you can get to is the better, and you can really see a lot more stars and a lot more objects in the night sky. But just about anywhere, if you go out in the backyard and look up, you should be able to pick out some of the brighter constellations, brighter stars. And I don't know if we'll be able to see it tonight with the cloud cover and everything, but tonight is a super moon. So the moon would appear just slightly brighter than normal.
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, last night it was, I mean, I went outside and I'm like, wow, I don't even need a headlamp or nothing. I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, just the trees and everything that during that time of night, it's incredible. One of my favorite things, you know, working in a parks is the winter times, you know, at night. You know, is it around the lake or whatever, you can seem like you can just see for miles. And you know, and he mentioned Pickett is a designated night dark sky park.
Yes.
Now, do y'all have any viewing opportunities coming up or anything?
So I will be scheduling a night sky program coming up this month. I try to do one every month if my schedule allows. Just kind of a public viewing night to come out, talk about the night sky, a little bit about protecting the night sky and light pollution.
And they can get that information on, they can find out when you're doing it on the Facebook page or the park page?
Yeah, we'll put it on the Facebook page, but definitely it's on the park's upcoming events.
So they can just go to the state park page and find Pickett and look up events.
Absolutely.
And that's a good way of seeing what y'all got going on.
Right, and that's for all of our programs.
Do you have a certain area that everybody meets, or you just change it up from time to time?
So we do have a designated astronomy field, mm-hmm, where we will do those programs.
Stay tuned for more with Michael Hodge. And we're back talking night sky with Michael Hodge with Pickett State Park. Now, Mike, we talked about, you know, the constellations, you know, how they're getting more of the predominant ones you'll see mainly in the wintertime. But also it's a time of year, you know, the sky's being, I mean, here just a few weeks ago, we had, what, the Northern Lights that come through.
Right, right.
You know, that was really cool to see. And some of this you could see with your naked eye. I mean, mm-hmm. you didn't have to have any special equipment or anything like that.
Right.
If somebody, I mean, for the most of these constellations, you don't need anything, do you?
No. What I always tell people, you know, go out and learn the night sky with just your eyes. Learn the constellations. You can get, there's free resources out there. There's a website, that skymaps.com.
So you don't really need a lot of equipment to see the night sky, right?
Right. What I always tell people is, you know, start out learning the night sky just with your eyes. You can, there's free resources out there. There's a website called skymaps.com where you can download a map of the night sky every month. There's apps for your phone you can use that will identify the constellations for you. So really just to learn the night sky and enjoy the night sky, just you can go out with, like I said, just your eyes. If you want to go further, there are deep sky objects that we can't see with our eyes, and those would include the galaxies, nebula, the details of the planets. So those things you would need some optics. Start off with a pair of binoculars. The binoculars are excellent. And again, there's star charts out there that locate these things for you. And then if you really want to go further, you can eventually get a telescope. But it may be best to start just learning the night sky, because telescopes can sometimes be frustrating. And you don't want to jump straight to the having to figure out how to operate a telescope while you're still trying to figure out.
Yeah, I think the one I had ended up in a yard sale because I never did. Yeah, right. I never could really. I wanted one and it was so cool, but, right. You know, I didn't. They're not like a microscope. A microscope's easy to work. You know, right. that you have to really set that thing up.
Yeah, there's a few steps to it. Some are more complicated than others, but, just learn your way around is the key to it.
And you said that those apps are free, correct?
A lot of them are free. They will, you just point them up at the sky and they tell you what's there and show you what constellations are up there and what objects you're seeing.
And two, like we've had like the Northern Lights, and then, you know, I know there've been some meteor showers mm-hmm. a couple of different times throughout the year. So,
right. We've got one coming up tonight. It's the Geminid meteor shower, and those will be coming from, if you're looking toward Orion and that area, that's where you'll see those. And they're predicted this year to be about 120 per hour.
So
you might be able to see a few, and those are really nice. Just go out and find a comfortable spot and some hot chocolate and just watch the sky.
Yeah. I mean, I talk about it all the time, just about how it being out in nature makes us just generally feel better. But is this something you can do with your family and spread that on with your children and get them interested in one, you know, there's so many different things, you know, that's how our early forefathers navigated, you know, was the night sky.
Absolutely. That's one of the things, not to get too detailed in all this, but we think about astronomy as a science, and it is, but we sometimes don't remember the cultural connection, going out and sitting around a campfire, just going out and telling stories about our history and our heroes and tragedies. And that's kind of how culture was passed down for so long. And the night sky is a great way to touch that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of these constellations, there's a story that goes along with that.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And from all different cultures. So these stories were told, and it's just the perfect palette to project all of these on this, these patterns in the night sky. So
now, do some of these apps are tell you the history or the stories behind it?
They do.
It?
There's one that I use called Stellarium that will give you the different cultures.
Stay tuned for more with Michael Hodge. We're talking night sky with Michael Hodge with Pickett State Park. Now, Michael, we talked about, you know, the difference in the constellations, and we reached out in kind of some things, different things that you can see in the night sky, you know, like the meteor showers, the northern lights and everything, and kind of what just basic tools you need. You mentioned that you try to do an event once a month for folks to come out and view that, and they can find that on your website.
Right.
Do they need to bring anything with them when they come?
No, you lawn chair or a blanket, something to sit on if they wish. But some people will bring binoculars or a telescope if they have questions about it. But most of the time it's just come out, enjoy the night sky. We have a telescope at the park we'll bring out, and we'll just go around the night sky and talk about the different constellations and different things that we're seeing.
Now, is this area, if someone was doing this size, is this area open at night? Like if a listener was listening, say, hey, I'd like to go up and do this on my own. Do they do that? Are they able to do that without being a ranger-led program or anything like that?
Yes, the astronomy field is open to the public. The only restriction is you really can't camp there, so you can't pitch a tent and sleep there. But if you want to come out and just watch the night sky, you can stay there as long as you like and come out anytime.
Oh, wow. So that's, and they can find out, is that information on your website about the?
Yes, it should be on there.
And so you check out their website or just call the park if you have questions about it.
Any questions, just call the park and we can help out.
Because Pickett is one of them. I mean, it is a hidden gem up there. I mean, not just there being a designated night park, but I mean, it is dark there. I mean, y'all have done things there to help with this. Tell us a little bit about what y'all have done to help with that. It's not just to have this designation. It just didn't happen at Pickett State Park. You had to do things in the community, correct?
Right. So we started actually around 2012. My wife, Monique, was ranger at Pickett at that time, and I was working at Frozen Head. And this idea of these dark sky parks was kind of becoming popular, and the state wanted to have a dark sky park in Tennessee. And we sat down, we're looking at some light pollution maps, and it turned out Pickett was the darkest state park in Tennessee at the time. And she took that and ran with it. And it took 3 years. We went to all these astronomy clubs to give presentations. She went to county commission meetings, city planning commission meetings, and got support for it. We had to change the lighting in the park. So we had to go through and identify every light in the park and whether it was shielded or actually needed. And we did public outreach programs. And it took about 3 years. And we were designated in 2015.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I moved to Pickett in 2017. So
y'all been over 10 years.
Right.
That's
right. Wow. When we were designated, I think there was about 50 in the world, and I think now there's about 150 or so.
Oh, wow.
And that's globally.
That's incredible.
And it's something we have to maintain. We have a little meter that we go out and measure the light pollution and try to stay in contact with our neighbors to help out with life. We always tell people we're not opposed to lights. We just encourage thoughtful lighting.
Right.
Shielded lights wherever possible. Put lights on a timer or motion sensor, things like that. That helps out a whole lot.
Well, I know, too, you know, it also helps, like, different, like, lightning bugs and things
yes.
like that, not having a lot of light as well.
There's a lot of studies on human health, ecology, like you said, lightning bugs. We also have a particular glowworm at the park,
yes.
the Orphelia, and...
And that's popular when? In like May?
May. Mid-May is the prime peak time, but May and June are when we do those programs and we lead hikes down to Hazard Cave, and it's just loaded with these little blue glowing worms in the ground. So
this has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.